Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. I trust and hope you're well. In this episode, brand new music from Clone, brand new music from Giancarlo Erra, an extended chat with Bruce Sword about the Sword Sessions and many other things, some Osric tentacles, and Daniel Tompkins, Jordan Bethany, Randy Slaw, Keshab Dar, and Mac Christensen, collectively White Moth, Black Butterfly.
Stuck here as the night is creeping, trying to keep alive the things I'm seeing. Caught here while the world is sleeping, and to think all of the years go by. I know for me I can make it to the light. I know for me, you know the air is dry. Caught out in the sea, but the words won't form right. And now it's like a ghost town. Am I on my own here, thinking of the future all alone here, with the riddle of the light and the chaos of the night.
It's the greatest feeling when you let me out the touch to climb. Is there a cost to dreaming? So you hold me up, I'm so up from the ground. Even though we know it all ends, teach me not to throw it all away.
Step with caution to the daylight, killing questions in the deep of my mind, creeping closer to the deadline, suffocated by the years gone by.
If all we are left with is the present, we realise how much we take for granted. White Moth, a Black Butterfly, that's the single, The Dreamer, from the forthcoming album, The Cost of Dreaming, out on K-Scope on the 28th of May. The video for that is on the K-Scope channels, and there's an album teaser to watch and listen to as well. The Pineapple Thief, The Sword Sessions, Volumes 1 to 4, has the full 4-CD book set treatment out right now. Before we speak to Bruce, this from said set is Willow Tree.
Nine years ago, we were all dressed to go, on with our lives, with a burning inside out. This willow tree that you gave to me, we left to die in the sun when the rains would not come. Cause it's a long way to come to regret. Yeah, it's a long way to come. You look at me now as we fathom out how we survived the onslaught that the ages have wrought. And this willow tree that you gave to me, it survives and remains through the wind and the rain, 'cause it's a long way to come to regret. Yeah, it's a long way to come to regret. Yeah, it's a long way to come. Yeah, it's a long way to
Pineapple Thief Willow Tree. Now, you may have seen on Bruce's social media him unpacking this sumptuous 4-CD book set, but if you had watched the sessions, you will note that it wasn't in his normal attic studio. I certainly did, so I asked him where he was when he did it.
It's my new studio. It's a quite a big commute. It's about 30 seconds.
Right, so is it in the garden then?
It is. It's at the bottom of my garden. So it's really nice. I'm looking out now. The sun's shining. And, you know, I see my little daughter running around as I'm making rock history.
So
I couldn't ask for more, really. But, yes, so after 16 years in my attic studio, I tell you, it took a long time to clear everything. I found all kinds of
insect
stuff. Yeah. As I was getting out of there. But, so quite aptly, the sword sessions was the last thing I did. Up there.
So, okay, so what's the give us the fans the nod then? What is the name of the first song that was written in the new studio, the Shedio?
Well, the trouble is, as everything's got working titles, so they've just got stupid titles. But I think I'm just opening my folder, and because I'm writing for my new solo, my third solo album. Yeah, so it was. Do you remember when lockdowns were getting eased? The papers called it Happy Monday and Magic Monday and things like that. Yeah, so I've at the moment it's called Happy Monday.
Right. Okay.
Obviously, it's not going to be called that because I might get some litigation. It's small. Well, it's smaller than my attic, but it's easier because I haven't got the sloping roof, so I've actually got feels like I've got more space. But what I was able to do, because funny enough, my next door neighbour is a builder, and I gave him the spec of what I wanted, you know, all soundproofed. And I've got speakers in my ceiling so I can do Dolby Atmos in here, which is basically just surround sound, but it flies over your head. So you've got seven speakers on the ground floor around your ears. So there's your normal two at the front, your dialogue speaker in the middle, two on either side of the room, and then two at the back of the room. So that's seven. Then the one is your subwoofer, where all the chunky bass goes. And then the four are the four speakers at the top. And then so now you've got a true 3D room where you can just move things and swirl them around. I mean, it's designed for... They designed it for theatre, so, you know, when spaceships are flying around, you can feel them whizzing around. But now they're really keen to get the music. So I had a video conference with the guys from Dolby last week, getting myself all set up. But yeah, I saw Stephen Wilson did it. He set himself up for Atmos. So I said, right, that's it. I'm doing it too.
No, anything Wilson, because you need some of that sweet, sweet Wilson action on the side, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly.
Sweet, lay those master tapes on me. Now, well, we're talking the Sword Sessions, the box set, the full 9 yards, the book set, and all the rest of it. Now, we've spoken about how you did it when it was released on vinyl. So I want to talk about, if you don't mind, some of the tracks, some of your favourite tracks on it.
Yeah.
See if we can get you to announce them. So I'm going to... So you're going to... This is basically a quiz about your own record now. So...
Yeah, go on then.
So what was the...
I'm nervous.
What's the... No, well, you should be. You should be nervous. You should be on your metal brace.
Come on.
What is the most... out of everything on all of it... What's actually the most obscure track, the track that hardly ever gets played?
So volume one was all the ones that I'm quite comfortable with. And then I did a request set. So there was, but actually, let me look. So I tell you what, a Loneliness, I think. I've never, ever played that. And I just remember lots of people requested it. And it's one of my favourite tracks off that record. Really minimalist, and it worked really well on its own. Although I did, the first time I did it, I did an Almighty Calamity. So I had to start it again.
Tell me where we go from here. I look at you, eyes wide with fear. Moments fade, we are lost, but this moment stays. Don't look at me and tell me that our seasons passed are simply that. I took you to this darkened place, and now it's going up in flames. From here, I tell you where we go from here. All other moments up in flames, and now I'm taking you away. I tell you where we go from here. I tell you where we go from here. All other moments up in flames. Now I'm taking you away.
I think when we're allowed out again, people are going to flock to live venues, and that will be, that's, I don't, hopefully that's not going to change. But I think part of the touring cycle bands will start to think, well, actually, let's do two nights here and record a show that we can stream to all the corners of the globe where people are listening. I remember when I did my Sword sessions and people were like commenting like live, and I said, oh, I'm loving it from Perth in Australia. It's 5 a.m. And, and you think, well, we're never going to go to Perth. I wouldn't have thought. We've given up trying to predict. This time last year, we all thought, oh, well, we might actually get to tour in the autumn when this all goes away. But we're forever the optimists. We're seeing if, the vaccine maybe, what's happened in Israel at the moment, it's opened up and things are looking good. So we you never know. We might still get to tour Europe in the autumn. If not, we're going to tour as soon as we can. And at the moment in the studio, I'm just thinking, actually, in this lockdown year, I've probably been busier than I've ever been with the four CD Sword sessions, the Versions of the Truth album came out. We've done this live stream. So now I'm working on my new solo record. So that's what I'm doing right now. And then we're going to get cracking on some more Pineapple Thief.
So I think that's great. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Let's finish with a long one from the Sword Sessions then. What was one of the longer pieces that you were a little bit concerned may go on a little bit too much? I mean, there was a few of those, that's a moody one. Let's finish with a long one. Pick an extended The Pineapple Thief classic for us to finish with.
Well, White Mist is a long one, and I remember that session because I was really flying by the seat of my pants because I'd announced these things, and then I think, God, I've got to figure out how I'm going to play these. So a lot of them, I kind of just had an idea of what I was going to do. So I said, right, I'll loop that bit, and then I'll jam over it, and then I'll see where it goes and try and get to the end. And that's what White Mist was, that's what it was like. So I started it, and then a little voice in my head was going, Bruce, where are you going? What are you going to do? How are you going to get to the end of this song? And I'm like, I don't know. So it was, but I think that was what I really enjoyed. When I listened back to it, that's what I really enjoyed, that sort of sense of improvisation. And it didn't matter if occasionally you went slightly off-piste. It was just, it gave it that real nice vibe that I've learned a lot from going forward with the studio work I'm doing now, is to bring that spontaneity and improvisation back into the polished studio setup.
Well, thank you very much indeed for allowing me to interrupt the.
That's all right.
Your next magnum.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much. I think you hold the record, Bruce. I think you're quite the person who's been on the K-Scope podcast the most time. Is that the highlight of your career, do you think?
Well, I think it is. It has to be, Billy. It really does. I mean, I think it's because I probably can class myself as a veteran of the label.
And you were never in control, never in control. surely now. There's no one left for you to hold on to. Take them by the water. You've been taken by the water. Now you're flailing as you realize you'll never make it. And you were never in control. Never in control. No, you were never in control, never in control of this. And you, surely now. Yeah, you, surely.
Pineapple Thief from the Sword Sessions, volumes 1-4, White Mist, and before that you heard A Loneliness. And my thanks to Bruce, and hopefully we shall speak to Bruce in the flesh shortly. Osric Tentacles up next from the 6-CD earbook based on the Vitamin Enhanced cassette album series. This is the remastered version of Shards of Ice. We'll be right back. one and only Osric Tentacles. From Vitamin Enhanced, the 6-CD earbook out now. Beautiful, both visually and orally. That is entitled Shards of Ice. And some news. There's loads of great new music and big name reissues coming up on K-Scope later this year. I'm delighted to tell you Clone Alive, a brand new live album recorded in 2016 and 2019 by the mighty French art proggers. Look out for the silver vinyl. It's also going to be available on black vinyl and CD. That's out on the 11th of June. Here's a teaser for you. Let's go. You may have seen news of the new signing, Trifecta. Beggs, Holtzman and Blundell from Stephen Wilson's band have worked up the material that they were working on whilst touring with Stephen Wilson, and their album will be out on K-Scope in August. And there will be an interview with Daniel Tompkins and Jordan Bethany from White Moth, Black Butterfly in the next K-Scope podcast, and some tracks from the LP, The Cost of Dreaming. Do please keep listening, share the podcast, liking, commenting, subscribing where you find it. It's most useful. Tell all your friends. And now, finally, do please settle down in your favourite chair for the new single from Giancarlo Erra, as he sets up his spellbinding new album, Departure Tapes, coming out on K-Scope on July the 2nd. This is the single, Departure Tape. Ta-da!